Hunter Biden rejects American citizens, praises illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 21, 2025. President Joe Biden's drug-addled son turned his back on ordinary Americans as he praised low-wage illegal migrants for cleaning his hotel rooms, washing his clothes, and cooking his food. Without a caste of low-wage disposable migrants, Hunter Biden would be forced to pay higher wages and more respect to the ordinary American citizens who hold most of those jobs from coast to coast. Hunter Biden ranted as he complained about President Donald Trump's enforcement policies. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your fucking table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your fucking garden? Who do you think is here by the fucking sheer fucking just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance? Biden was bitter that President Donald Trump followed through on his campaign promise to send illegal migrants back to their home countries, such as El Salvador. He was so angry that he threatened a colonial-style war against the migrants' home countries if they refused to let the United States extract their young people from menial, low-wage work in the United States. If I became president, he said, I would pick up the phone and call the fucking president of El Salvador and say, you either fucking send them back or I'm gonna fucking invade. The Center for Immigration Studies noted in April 2025 that American citizens fill most jobs in exchange for the pay and civic respect that Biden does not want to pay. Americans also fill 73% of cook jobs, 76% of dishwasher jobs, 79% of barber jobs, and 91% of barkeeper jobs, the site reported. But many progressives are eager to desert ordinary Americans, transferring their empathy and allegiance to new legal and illegal migrants. In turn, Democrats expect the new migrants will show their gratitude by voting for the progressives' political policies and lifestyle agendas. Trump's cutoff of illegal migration, however, will force Biden and myriad progressives to offer more respect to ordinary Americans, including by paying them higher wages. We're going to see stronger wage growth in some occupations, stronger wage growth in the agricultural sector, stronger wage growth for home health workers, said Wendy Adelberg, a senior fellow at the elite-funded Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Biden's sympathy for his cheap labor helps to explain why his father and other progressives opened the southern borders to 10 million wage-cutting migrants from 2021 to 2025. Most Democrats were appalled by Biden's criticism of other Democrats, not by his dismissal of Americans. It's good to see that Hunter has taken some time to process the election, look inward, and hold himself accountable for how his family's insular, dare I say arrogant at times, approach to politics led to this catastrophic outcome we're all now living with, said Tommy Veter, a pro-migration progressive podcaster. But some Republicans also want to import a caste of no rights, subordinate workers to fill the jobs that would otherwise go to well-paid Americans or their high-tech machines.